Yes, that was an actual question. Are you okay? And I want you to think about that. Think about that question and think about how often we're asked that question. Are you okay? And think about the amount of times you responded and said, yes. Now think about the amount of times you responded, yes, and you weren't okay. I was just having a conversation about the whole aspect that we are so programmed as a society to just keep moving. We just keep moving. And although resilience is admirable, it's not always healthy to just always want to be strong and always want to just, you know, be seen as this superhero. Even superheroes have weaknesses. Even superheroes cry. No one really sees them cry. No one really offers to save them because they just appear to be, you know, perfect. They appear to have no flaws. They appear to have everything together. And I think each of us, we want to be seen as a superhero to everyone in our circle. And the reality is, it's okay if you're not okay. And I think we have to get to that point of accepting that we're not okay. Everything's not okay. And once we find that acceptance within ourselves, there will be so much weight taken off your shoulders. You, the strong friend, the one that rarely gets the call, rarely gets the text message, or rarely gets checked on because you have it all. You appear strong all the time. You, even though you're fighting so many battles, you appear to just have this thick skin despite being probably one of the most sensitive people. It's just a matter of, I hope that whoever is listening to this, my biggest thing that I want you to take away from this is that it's okay if you're not okay. And, you know, saying that out loud, it almost makes me, feel as though there's a sense of release, because I am known in my friend group and amongst coworkers and family as, you know, being very outspoken, confident, and always, you know, just having this poker face of just, you know, it's all good. I'm good. And I've had this tendency to just constantly portray that image and let that be the brand of who William is. Like, William is okay. William is fine. And, you know, that's it. Like, I just always felt that should be what I portray, what I give, because I've always felt that as though the moment I show any sign of weakness, the moment I am vulnerable, that's when someone will step in and either weaponize my vulnerability or, you know, see it as a aspect of weakness. But you know what? And I'm gonna be real with you. I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what people think. I've never given a fuck what people think, but I truly mean that in the sense of, I don't care, and neither should you. And when I say don't care, I don't mean, you know, about your image and being, you know, just being a good person. Of course, do not harm anyone. Be kind, but also be unapologetically you. you shouldn't have to walk around with this armor all the time. You shouldn't have to walk around and it be yes all the time and it be great. It be just happy, happy, and just move on. Some days it's okay just to let someone know, hey, today is not the day. It's not the day. I'm not okay, you know? And I think we tend to just say that so that way the person or whomever it is can just move along. When in fact, it would be better for you to express your genuine feelings. Do it respectfully, of course, but I've reached this point in my 30s, and I think a lot of people in their 30s would probably agree with this. You really start to understand the essence of who you are. I feel as though in my 20s, I was trying to discover who William was and just really trying to really embrace that. Now that I reach my 30s and I've been in my 30s for a minute, but it's as though now I feel as though this is the season of my life where I am ultimately choosing peace. I'm finding a way to step out in uncomfortable territory and shape these spaces that I'm in to ultimately serve me in a positive way. You know, life is going to happen. You're going to be flipped upside down. Things are going to happen. But what you have to do, and what I'm learning is every time something happens, it's up to you. It's up to us to take whatever that is. Think of your life as a television show, if you will. It's up to us. We are the directors. We are the casting director. We are the producer. We run the hat and everything. We run this. You run this. This is your life. This is your episode. This is your pilot. This is whatever you want it to be. Whatever it is, however you want to look at it. You take that paper and you write it out. Now, will it ever be the way you want it to be? No. But the way we react to the uncomfortable, the way we react to, you know, chaos, and the way we choose to react to, you know, inconveniences, that's up to us. Everything else is uncontrollable. However, what we can control is our reaction, how we choose to change the narrative. If you're in a bad spot in your life, it's up to you. It's up to you to get out of that hole. It's up to you to push yourself. No one else can do it. No one else can do it but you. You have to be the one to take everything into your hands. Do it. You have the ability to write it out. Things will happen. But like I said, you have to be the deciding factor on where do we go from here. If it's not working, change it. And I know that sounds cliche, and I know it's easier said than done, but we have to take initiative. I'm learning more and more every day that despite any inconvenience that tries to come into my life, I'm the one that can ultimately decide if whatever is happening continues to, you know, disrupt my peace, or I can change things around. You know, I get to choose how I can flip it. I'm going to continue to choose peace and happiness. You know, I'm still learning. I'm not perfect. I don't aspire to be. And I think the more we just accept that we can really take everything into our own hands and, you know, manipulate how it all goes. There's so much power in manifestation. There's so much power in in the tongue. There's so much, you know, I've gotten to the point now where I just start my day off by reading scriptures, meditation, affirmations, because I feel as though waking up and starting my day off with nonsense or anything that doesn't really serve who I am as a person, it just doesn't make sense. And I also recommend that for anyone listening, you know, at this present time, wherever you are, it can all change. It can all change. And moving forward, I just hope that wherever you are and whatever the situation is that you are in, you blossom from it. You blossom like the amazing flower you are, and just continue to push forward. Because I know we all deserve to truly be the best versions of ourselves. But the only way that can really work is if we do a lot of soul searching. You got to look within yourself, and you got to really look into who you are, take that accountability, and you say, and just really just stand up for yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to choose how this goes. I'm going to do it. And when you really take that full control and just, you know, own it, you'll see so much change and move around in your life for your good. You know, not everything is going to work, and that's okay. Not everything's going to work out. Not everything is going to be perfect. The ending that we might have saw might not be what plays out. It's all a part of your designed plan. We all individually have a path, and it's not going to always be straight. The path isn't straight. It's going to zigzag. It's going to go all kind of ways. I think about The Wizard of Oz and how Dorothy wanted to go over the rainbow. She had this idea of going over the rainbow. She just, you know, I really think about that sometimes. Like, the movie is pretty much non-color until she enters Oz. But this young lady dreams about a rainbow full of color. We can't see it. She can see it. But it's the way she makes you believe that, you know what? I deserve to fly. Why can't I? Why can't you? You deserve to go over that rainbow. We all deserve to go over that rainbow. And hopefully, I see you there. I want to see you make it over that rainbow. But just know that before you make it over the rainbow, you're going to get turned around all upside down. A tornado's going to come. Wicked Witch, my end of your life. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be all kinds of hell. You keep going. And I not only say that to y'all, but I say that to myself as well. Keep going. You got this. And I believe in you. And better days are ahead. It may not seem like it right now, but you are going to make it. If there's someone in your life that you haven't checked on in a while and they're on your mind, just reach out to them. It doesn't hurt to just text, a quick call. I recently had a friend of mine just randomly message me one day and was like, hey, I was just thinking about you. And when I tell y'all, I cried because it had made me feel so seen. Because I was having a bad day, but it was just the fact that someone was thinking about me. And someone is always thinking about you. I don't care if the person hasn't reached out and said it, but trust me, someone cares about you. There's someone that sees you. My biggest message to everyone listening to this is that we just have to do better as a society to just really allow ourselves to express if we're going through something. All that built up angst, all that built up anger and all of that, just let it out. And even if you don't talk to someone, I highly recommend just speaking up about it, finding a positive outlet to where it really serves you, and it you know, change things around. It, whether you need to move some furniture around in your home, or if you need to just, you know, relocate yourself, whatever it is. Sometimes it might be drastic, sometimes it might be minimal. There has to be adjustments made around us in order for us to obtain that peace, that harmony, you know? Whatever you might be doing now, it might, obviously, you know, whatever it is, it may not be serving you well. So switch it up. Some things won't happen overnight. It might be just a gradual shift in energy. It might just be, you know, a matter of, I was just joking to someone yesterday and like telling them like, hey, you know, whoever that guy is, block him. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, but yeah. But no, in all seriousness, do what you need to do to get that inner peace for yourself, because I don't want to end this year mentally drained and just tired of everything because I didn't decide to change something. I have to change it. I have to be the deciding factor in everything. It's up to me. It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to us. Cousins, we can't go into another year lying to ourselves about the pressures and all of the heartaches and all of the anger that we're dealing with. Let it out. Definitely wanted to check in with you all and just share that, because it was heavy on my heart. It was heavy on my heart. And I had just been thinking about a lot of things lately as far as, you know, what the future looks like for me personally, for the podcast. And I really had to just do a lot of soul searching and really just truly understand, where am I at in my life right now? What needs to be changed around? What needs to be done? What can William do to make it better? What can I do? You know, in every aspect of my life moving forward, I just have to have that initial thought of, okay, what can I do? Where can we go from here? So that way this doesn't lead to turmoil. It's up to me. I have to be that one to be conscious of that. I have to be conscious of the energy I'm putting out, the energy that's coming in. Love you all. And once again, as always, thank you all for support. Take care of yourselves. We out.